ABC Radio Australia.
There are concerns that Papua New Guinea could be facing a looming humanitarian problem as up to 15,000 people are reported to have been displaced from their homes this week after the Mount Ulawun volcano erupted in the country's West New Britain province. After a sudden and dramatic explosion on Wednesday, which sent ash as high as 18 kilometres into the air, volcanologists say the volcano has now calmed down. Here is Steve Saunders. He's from the Rabaul Volcano Observatory.
Usually volcanoes can start very violently and you can call that a float clearing event. And then we may get some resumption of activity because the conduit has been opened. But hopefully that would be less violent. But at the moment it's very quiet and hopefully it will stay that way. In the past it's had a big violent eruption over a short period of time and then it settled down again. Yeah, the main problem now is that there's a risk of mudflows when it rains because there's a big deposit of ash high up the slopes. So if we get heavy rain, we may get mudflows.
Steve Saunders is from the Rabaul Volcano Observatory warning about the risk of mudflows down the volcano in coming days or weeks. Now, it's reported that local government disaster officials have declared a state of emergency, and they're now making plans for people who have been evacuated to remain in the care centres that were set up after eruptions in the past. They could be staying in those care centres for as long as 5 months. The provincial government's allocated 2.5 million kina, that is just under 34,000 Australian dollars. And local media is reporting that it's going to seek financial assistance from the national PNG government too. But that could prove difficult because according to the man who knows just how tight things are for the PNG government, here is the former Treasurer Charles Abel. He was speaking yesterday in the country's parliament and responding to a request from a governor of East New Britain province for 17 million kina. He wanted to repair two main roads in his province that had been damaged recently by floods.
One of the issues we face in our budgeting process is to properly capture an amount that is sufficient to deal with these natural disasters, and we need to also look at how we structure the government mechanism so that you have a mechanism in place in terms of proper national disaster coordination mechanism in the bureaucracy and appropriate people in there so they're able to respond to these disasters. Obviously, Mr. Deputy Speaker, the other issue is the funding issue and the budgetary issues that we have been alluding to in the last few days, and the Treasurer yesterday made a statement about that. When you have appropriations in the budget against national disasters, even if they are insufficient, for example, I believe we have 20 million in the current budget for national disasters, the Governor's request is for 17.8 million kina. That immediately would consume that whole appropriation. The fact that the appropriation is there, of course, the other issue is that whether the funding has come through. And again, we highlight the fact that there is some 2 billion kina in terms of the first 6 months of this year of the funding gap in the budget.
That is Charles Abel. He was the Treasurer for PNG for many years, speaking in Parliament there about the budget situation, particularly in response to disasters in PNG. Of course, there is one unfolding right now in West New Britain province, and Uvanama Rova is the Secretary of the Red Cross in PNG. I spoke with him about the situation and also what they're going to do for financial assistance just a short time ago. We understand the volcano has quietened down in the last 24 hours or so, but reports are from the local MP who's been not quite on the ground but in Kimbe saying that as many as 15,000 people might actually have been displaced. What information are you receiving?
According to the information I got, the Provincial Disaster Centre met with our men, Papua New Guinea Red Cross Kimbe branch, they said 12,000, but I think 15,000 is most likely.
And so we understand at the moment they're camping in two care centres which have been previously used after other eruptions. There is some immediate food that's been able to be provided, but again, reports coming out from on the ground are that this is not going to last very long, but disaster officials have been delayed and not made it yet to them with other aid relief. Are you worried about what the situation seems to be on the ground for those people who've been evacuated?
Yeah, we as Red Cross, we should be first on site. At the moment, PNG Red Cross is not fully funded by PNG government as an auxiliary organization to government. But what we learned that Provincial Disaster Centre has provided immediate need.
You mentioned that the Red Cross is facing a funding issue, crisis, perhaps you could say. And even in Parliament yesterday, we heard Charles Able explain that the budget, and particularly the disaster relief budget, is extremely tight. Do you think the national government will have to seek assistance from foreign donors, friends like Australia or New Zealand?
It depends on the government. In the last earthquake in the Highlands, government was reluctant to seek support from either Australia or New Zealand or any other. But we did have people contributing to the needs of those affected by disaster. As part of National Disaster Management Team, co-chaired by the National Disaster Centre and United Nations, we requested government support at least to provide 10 million kina for, this is for El Nino, which is expected. But due to former Deputy Prime Minister mentioned, the budget is tight and provision of such money is not easily given.
What do you think the priorities need to be in coming days, and how will they be addressed given all of these challenges we've just discussed?
It is most important to provide food and water and maybe shelter needs because of the weather, rainy season now experienced by the country all over Papua New Guinea. So those would be, and people also requested supply of medicine because they've just come out of flood impact and they need those three as priority needs.
Do you expect that somehow the money that's required, the capabilities, the resources will be found?
Well, with support of partners, this has and it has to happen within 24 hours to 72 hours. We've not sought that support because of the uncertainty of the need.